This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The clown show began yesterday, a.k.a. the Democratic Convention, full of nothing but clown circus acts, all of them. And they got animal acts. They got race. They got clown acts, animal acts. They got contortionists. They got it all over there. Boy, only difference is it won't be like a real circus because you would actually enjoy the real circus. Maybe some of you will. Maybe some of you will. Some of you have. I don't know. I don't watch it. Melissa's like, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it because you need to know the other side. I don't need to see a clown show. I outgrew the circus. Woo, man. How do you hold a convention when you have nothing relevant to say? What do Democrats possibly think they're going to add to Donald Trump's world? Are you watching this world? Are you looking at the numbers? Are you paying attention? I know you are. I know you are if you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome, by the way. It is The Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here to learn. Because we are going to discuss this. Look, I don't have a lot to add to say about this right now. I don't. I just want to set it up for you. That they if you want to call it, that, what spectacle, what pageantry is there? This, I can't even figure out what to do. What, this looks like a foreign, or one, I don't know. It looks like a high school production. They got to try to gin up, you know, the mask and the whole thing. They got to gin up something like, oh, everybody's really excited. They can't believe it. It's time. That time of the year, that time of the four-year period, we've got Demented Joe and Legs Up Kamala. Oh, my gosh. I'd be embarrassed to hold this convention. I would. I'd be embarrassed. Particularly when comparing it to Trump. I'm being perfectly honest with you. If we were in the position of the Democrats, and we kind of were with McCain, then again we weren't. Because Sarah Palin was actually a much better number two than Kamala Harris. But if we were to analyze this, and you said, Kevin, you're the Democrats and they're the Republicans, I would say, y'all, seriously? I mean, I would be contacting, what's her name? The lady that runs the Democrat, Rona? I'd contact Rona. I'd be like, Rona, seriously? Can we, if we're going to do it, can we just do it quietly so people don't really have to know? You know? It's like, I don't want to get too, well, I'm not even going to give you the analogy I was going to use, but you don't want everybody knowing your business. You know what I'm saying? There are certain things you do. You're like, I don't ever want anybody to know that one time I had to make the ultimate sacrifice. You know? But it's like that T-shirt we got from South Padre Island that says, I ain't gay, but $20 is $20. That's the way I view the Democrat convention. They got a candidate they can't even take out of the dungeon, who's hunkered down because he's afraid he could catch Wu Flu and die. He could die before he has to run. Can you imagine that? Anyway, the Wu Flu is the least of Joe Biden's worries, the least of them. Boy, Democrats introduce officially the person who is going to accompany Biden to his political execution, Kamala the, well, you know, that word that got me fired from Fox. Yeah. Well, you think I'm afraid to say it? The skank? The skank? There are far worse words. I'll get it out. I can use them, too. I know how to use these things called words. I don't even have a dog in the fight with respect to who Joe Biden picks as his sacrificial running mate. I don't care. He could have picked Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey. Bring them both. Make it a concubine for all I care. Bring Melissa Harris Perry, you remember her from MSNBC? Throw in Al Sharpton. Get yourself a Jewish guy with Bernie Sanders. Whatever. Throw it all in there. And let me tell you something. At the end of the day, it ain't even going to matter. Doesn't matter. Yep. No dog in a fight for me. Forget the number two. Hunker down is Punxsutawney Phil coming out to check the see if winner. Yeah, Joe, it's going to be a long, hard winter for you, brother. Long, hard winter. Democrats think they're bringing something new. Hey, let's defund the police. Who do you think that the world is looking at? These moderates, these Democrats that are kind of looking to cross over. Who do you think they're looking at for blame? Have you looked at the statistics? New York City, the amount of crime that's happening in New York, de Blasio should be ashamed of himself. Donald Trump tweeted, if you can't get it handled, we will. Remember he did the same thing in Chicago. He gave a warning sign to the leaders of Chicago. Said, look, if you guys won't handle your scandal, I'll handle it for you. He hadn't done anything yet, but he brings it to the fore. He makes people think about it. Like Donald Trump's talking about sending in some troops.
He better not send in no troops into my city, said Lori Lightfoot. We will keep killing black people as long as we want. Donald Trump will be perceived as a racist until I say he ain't no racist.
Really? I'm just saying, that's essentially what they're saying. De Blasio's like, there will be no protecting of the citizens of New York. We will kill the citizens of New York as long as we want to kill them, and I'll be doggone if I'll let any president come in and try to save the citizens of New York. That would not be the New York way. Okay. All right, y'all go for it. Go for it. Foreign policy, boy, they getting after Trump. Trump's trying to help people. North Korea, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that Kim Jong-un said they got to turn over their pet dogs, that the pet dogs are like this elitist. For you to have a pet dog is to say, I got too much money in my pocket because I can feed an animal. We're going to take these, we're going to confiscate these dogs, and we're going to turn them into food. Food. This is like Venezuela. This is what the Democrats want for us. AOC, they want the pandemic to continue. They want doom and gloom. Can you imagine what their platform is going to be? We're going to raise your taxes. We're going to keep you on a self-imposed imprisonment or enslavement. You're going to teach your own doggone kids, but we're going to take your money from you. Yeah, and we can also take your kids if you don't like that. We'll cheat you. We're going to let the thugs reign over you. Cops, the good news is you can go out and do some devilishment, and we won't bother you about that. If you want to go raise holy H-E double crooked socks, burn down some white folks, some capitalist buildings or something, we're cool with that. How y'all like our platform? Oh, yeah, and Black Lives Matter. None of you other non-Black Lives Matter. And go Spurs or go Celtics or whoever the basketball team is. Short break, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Conventions are supposed to be like galas. You know, they're supposed to be big celebrations and parties and all this stuff. And none of it. None of it. Welcome, for the Democrats anyway, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I ask, what are the Democrats going to run on? Higher taxes, more oppressive legislation, regulation. Donald Trump just torched them, man. Woo, these executive orders, we're going to extend your unemployment out. What can Democrats, well, we're going to get you some more unemployment. And they'll be like, well, Donald Trump got that for us. And then we're going to get some, you know, business relief. Donald Trump already got that for us. And then we're going to do, well, this thing with, Obamacare and extend all, Donald Trump already got that. Cover pre-existing conditions, whatever. Well, anyway, we'll raise your taxes. They're chasing people out. Do you know what right now? There's a New York City, if you're paying $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom efficiency that's 500 square feet, you're about to get a huge break. Landlords are going to start going, hey, listen, I'd like to renegotiate with you early. You can't be raising my rent. No, Kev, we're going to lower it. We're going to lower it, baby. We're going to lower it. People are going. They're about to get a reprieve. This is the correction that has been needed in all these leftist enclaves. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where we break it down for you. This convention is not going to be good news for the Democrats. Not going to be good news. There is no celebration. It's not a celebratory atmosphere at all, whatsoever. And you know, I got some other transitional phrases there you can use. America's standard bearer for fake news, folks, CNN, is still producing polls. Are you aware of this? Yeah, you are. And as we all know by now, the polls are generally meaningless if you look at the results. If they tell Joe Biden is ahead by 55,000%. Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. But the polls are good for measuring this thing called trends. See, trends is what you want the poll to register, what you want to pay attention to. And this latest CNN poll, it does not bode well for Team Biden. And I cannot believe that they have to open their convention knowing that a fake news poll has Donald Trump pretty much in a statistical tie with this clown. But that's not even the big part, because we'll get to it. I'm going to get there. Hang on. I ain't that heavy. President Trump, they say, closed the gap on, and I'll always love this term, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. I guess maybe they call everybody that until it's official, but I look at it and say, they don't really know if Biden's going to make it. That's where I look at it. They're like, you know what? COVID, the Wu flu could find its way into the bunker. Secret Service can't protect him from that. Here's the story. According to the CNN poll published Sunday evening across 15 battle states, Biden leads by 49 to 48 points over Trump. A one-point advantage, folks. 49 to 48. And then they go, so because maybe there's 3 or 4 points. Does it really matter? Is it 3 points? I don't know. I read it as 49-48, one-point advantage. Maybe that's they're talking about with the statistical. I don't know. But I'm going to talk more about that in just a bit. But here's what I can tell you. You can guarantee that poll was heavily weighted towards Democrats and even some independents. It didn't have as many Republicans. So the idea that Trump is in a practical statistical tie with Biden is a blatant lie. Donald Trump not only has the most loyal base in since Reagan, the most loyal Republican base since Reagan, Biden doesn't, okay? He doesn't. 67% of the vote in New York, 57% of the vote in Kentucky, and he's the only candidate? No wonder they keep calling this clown the presumptive candidate. Far worse, though, than this one-point gap is at one point Biden supposedly led Trump by 14 points. That's 1-4 for those of you keeping score. 10 plus 4 if you're doing it by digits, right? 1 in the 10 digit, 4 in the 4 digit. That would be 14. Identical. Anyway, so he led him by 14 points. And understand, when they posted that particular poll, Donald Trump's campaign said, come on, y'all, that's a lie. And I'm not sure if they sued him, but I know they cried foul over at CNN and said, y'all, that is completely ridiculous to believe that Biden is leading Trump by 14 points. That's leading the witness, so to speak, to use legal speak. Not that I'm a lawyer, but I have watched Perry Mason a time or two. And you are leading the witness if you say that Biden is 14 points ahead of Trump. That's insane. Insane. So anyway, the Trump campaign demanded CNN apologize for a blatant polling fraud. And as it turns out, either the poll was fraudulent or Trump made a miraculous comeback in a short amount of time, because in less than 10 days, well, no, it's been a little longer than that. because that first poll was in June. This one is in August, July, August. So 2 months later, and the gap is closed for the most part. That cannot bode well. Let's go back to this 1 point advantage. The things that this poll sort of elicit, bring out, and I'm talking about the timing of it. The timing of it, that you get this poll on Sunday, and on Monday you're launching your big thing. Woohoo! Look at us! We are really rolling! Oh, but wait a minute. This CNN poll begs to differ. It begs. It's a southerner. It begs. I beg you to differ. I beg your pardon, sir. Yeah, it begs to differ. How do you close a 14-point gap? From my vantage point, it appeared that Kamala Harris hasn't really produced, which is unusual for a woman of her, shall we say, repute. Yeah. How do you close a 14-point gap, knock off 13 points, and you just announce that you got baby black Jesus' little sister running on your ticket? Yeah. Isn't your running mate, I'm confused here a little bit, but isn't your running mate supposed to give you a boost unless you're Donald Trump? Somebody please tell me. Tell me. I'm going to get a cocktail. When I come back, I'd like an answer. Okay. Oh, man. 14-point gap to within 1 point on a tainted poll. On a tainted poll. Isn't the announcement of your running mate supposed to give your campaign a boost? I'm asking it again. That's what happened with John McCain. Sarah Palin, whether you love her or you don't, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. I don't have a dog in the fight. I'll admit, I was a bit smitten with Sarah. I was. I thought she was hot. I thought she's a governor of a state. You know who she reminds me of in a way? Kristi Noem of South Dakota. Beautiful women, big burly husbands, they got great jobs, you know, but not making excuses. When we come back, we'll talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of President Trump's 2016 campaign were in frequent contact with individuals linked to the Russian government, raising counterintelligence concerns at the time, but there is no evidence they colluded to influence the election. That's according to a Senate report that was released on Tuesday. The committee notes Russia took advantage of the inexperience among members of the president's transition team, as well as their desire to roll back Obama-era policies to create unofficial channels through which it would connect to the incoming administration. President Trump says former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered a speech last night that wasn't meant to unite.
She was over her head, and frankly, she should have made the speech live, which she didn't do. She taped it.
The recorded speech also made no mention of Senator Kamala Harris being added to the ticket as a VP. You're listening to USA Radio News. States are asking for around $26.4 million from major pharmaceutical companies to help pay for damage wrought by the opioid crisis. It marks the latest demand in the year-long litigation seeking to hold companies accountable for widespread drug addiction. More than 3,000 state, local governments, and Native American tribes have sued the companies. President Trump is honoring woman suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says those who fought to give women the right to vote in America a century ago achieved a huge victory with the 19th Amendment. Mr. Trump and the First Lady held a White House ceremony a short time ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the amendment's ratification that guaranteed women the right to vote.
President Trump in Iowa touring recent damage from storms and then heading to Yuma, Arizona for an announcement regarding the border. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We left off, I was talking about how Sarah Palin reminds me of Kristi Noem. I said it the other day, you know, beautiful women married to these, you know, working men. Sarah's divorced now, but you get what I'm saying. Kristi Noem's got some cheerings up there in South Dakota. She's doing it for, you know, they're used to working with their hands. Sarah Palin, you know, the bear hunters and all this other stuff, living in the, out, you know, Alaska, you can't get any more rugged than that. This is just the truth. South Dakota's up there with them, you know. So you got these types of women that represent conservative women well. But back to Palin. So John McCain picks Sarah Palin, and she gives his ticket a boost. And I'm going to go into it in just a bit, but Kamala Harris isn't doing that for Joe Biden. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. It's not good. Doesn't look good. Palin announced, presumptive VP candidate from McCain, they got $7 million in contributions in a single day. Folks, this is a long time ago. This was 2008. Long time ago. 12 years ago. $7 million in a single day. You think people were holding out like, well, we'll see who McCain picks and then we'll see who we do. They could have been given that money anyway. They waited, and the minute that he announced Sarah Palin, bang, money flowing. I don't have the numbers for Biden because I don't, you know, I know Harris didn't produce anything close to that, is my bet. But you guys have to figure that out. I don't know for sure. But here's why I tell you I don't think she did, because we know about it. It would be Joe Biden gets a huge campaign boost with bringing Kamala Harris on. He raised $10 million in 5 minutes. You would think that they would have said that. They would have been bragging about that anyway. Somebody would have said, hey, just for the optics, can we make it up? Is there anybody willing to write a fat check, George Soros, to a PAC that we can say Kamala Harris is the reason for that? They couldn't even orchestrate it. Then, back in the Palin days, according to the Washington Post ABC News survey that was published on September the 9th of 2008, McCain had gained rather a huge support among white women voters since the announcement. The poll showed that McCain had not only surpassed Obama and white women voters, but also amassed a lead of 5 percentage points in the Gallup polls. So in other words, Palin did what her job was supposed to be. She brought the white women vote. I ask you, do you believe that Harris has brought the black woman vote? Yeah, do you? Do you? What do you think? What do you think? Zogby, at the time of Palin, found that the effects of her selection were helping a McCain ticket since, quote, she has high favorability numbers and has unified the Republican Party. See, we recognize in Sarah Palin that despite her lack of you know, who knows how to be VP? Really, other than the person that maybe was a VP before, who really knows? But we recognize that she was an energy to the party. Now, Krautheimer and others, and God rest his soul, but Krautheimer at the end of his life, I found out he was a bit of a rhino. I used to have the utmost respect for that dude. Not anymore. So when I look back on it, he was against Sarah Palin. He was one of the people that led the charge of he's not. You can't talk about Obama's lack of skill set when you bring on Palin. At least she had responsibility for a payroll. She was life and death over people. Barack Obama was a junior senator. So the Republican Party torched Sarah Palin. Yeah, the Republican Party. And John McCain watched. He enjoyed it like a voyeur of sorts. A voyeur. I know how to pronounce it. I speak French. So she was attacked. But she was attacked because Democrats knew what a popular VP would do for that crotchety old McCain. Now, admittedly, McCain had no chance to beat baby black Jesus. There was too much hoopla surrounding Barack Obama. Yeah, too much. And then there was also McCain's unwillingness to fight. But what I will tell you is this. Palin would have made it a real fight. She would have, if they had backed her and coached her properly and done the right things by her, they wouldn't have gotten their butts kicked to the degree that they did. They didn't have anybody cheating for them, that's for sure. George Bush was rolling on. Oh, we're going to have a smooth transition to power, and he was right to do it, by the way. I'm not trying to imply that he should have cheated, but I'm saying in retrospect, he could have cheated McCain in. I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't, because that would have been ugly. We wouldn't have gained anything from that. Would have been slow, you know, again, the slow boil. But I'm just telling you, Harris doesn't bring any kind of gravitas, nothing to the ticket. No matter how Democrats try to spin it, the CNN poll reveals problems for the Biden-Harris ticket and for Democrats in general. There is no enthusiasm for Democrats this election cycle. None. The Biden-Harris ticket is the party of blah, blah, nothing. And they know it. And it puts a smile on my face every time I think about it. But it gets worse. It gets worse. According to Rasmussen, one-third of blacks won't support Democrats because Biden selected Kamala Harris. Say what? Say what, black man? What? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or here's what it says. Earlier this week, Joe Biden named Kamala Harris as his running mate. Democrats overwhelmingly like the California senator and have their eye on her to hold the top spot in 2024 if the Democratic ticket loses this time around. 76% of likely Democrat voters have a favorable impression of her, which means 24% don't, by the way. 48% very favorable. Just 18% of Democrats have an unfavorable view, with 11% who say unfavorable. They say these numbers as if it's like no big deal. Just 18% show her as unfavorable, and only 11% very unfavorable. Okay, so if that's not bad enough news for you, I have a little more. Are y'all ready? Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm just giving you the truth. It's good news for us, right? Bad news for the Democrats. So Democrats listening to the program, and I know you're out there. It's okay. You can admit it. Here's a little more bad news. The choice of Kamala Harris is a wash. Equal number of voters support the choice versus those who don't. Yeah. 24% of them said, I'm more likely to vote for Kamala Harris. 24% said, I'm less likely to vote, well, for Biden, then I'm less likely to vote. So it's a wash. 50% said, don't care one way or the other. Yeah. No blood, no foul, right? There was real bad news in there. I don't know if you caught it. There's some very bad news in there. Very bad. Now, I have already predicted on this very show that you listen to, loyally, that you download and send to your friends, every single day that you donate $5 a month to, whether you like it or not. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's not you guys. But the people that listen to this program, you've already heard me talk about Harris not bringing the black vote. And I know. You said, Kevin, you heap your praises on me, but I don't deserve them. I really don't. I do not deserve your praise. Because, see, I just use this thing called logic and reasoning. And I said, if Kamala Harris can't even get black folks to vote for her in a primary, what makes Joe Biden think that they're going to vote for her because she's his number two? Nothing. There's not a bit of logic, not an ounce, not an iota, not a modicum to support anything like that. Yeah. But it gets worse. They said 37% of, they said black voters are 37% more likely than white voters to vote for Kamala Harris. White voters are 28%. So they're obviously racist, right? And voters not affiliated with either major party, 25%, hold a very favorable opinion of her. So this would be your moderates, the independents, the ones that go, we're stuffy, we don't pick sides. You know, we run the middle of the road because we don't want to feel like we're being influenced one way or the other. Okay, whatever. The point is, those are horrible numbers. 37% of blacks are more likely than white voters, 28%, and voters not affiliated with either party, 25%, told a favorable opinion of Harris. So 37% of blacks, 28% of non-blacks, 25% of either major party hold a favorable view of Harris, who would be the first woman of color to hold the office of VP. So, they put this out there as if this is amazing news. This is bad news. None of this is good news. The 37% of blacks who were more likely, okay? This. I know I'm jumping around. I'm kind of lost in thought here, but I'm trying to make sense of it to where you get it. So what they're telling you is 63% of blacks were not more likely. Now, whites were 28% more likely, which means 72% were not. Non-affiliateds were 25%, which means 75% were not. You follow? So, when we come back, I want to talk about the black vote and why this is so irrelevant in the scheme of things and why they won't just report this to you and I have to break it down for you, but I'm willing to do it because it's you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh my goodness. 37% of Democrats are more likely to vote for Joe Biden due to Kamala Harris. And the Democrats are like, oh, this is great news. This is amazing, right? Not good news. 37% of blacks who were more likely to vote for Kamala Harris were likely to vote for Kamala Harris to begin with. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Democrats are holding their convention. looking for good news, looking for something to rally around. Let's figure out everything that they can't rally around. They can't rally around Russian collusion. That's not going to go well. Kleinsmith, do you realize that during the Democrats' convention, there could be some breaking news about more indictments or plea deals or whatever else with these lying, scandalous skanks that worked for James Comey at the FBI? Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, skank, Andy McCabe. John Brennan was interviewed by Durham, and everybody that does this kind of work says when they interview you last, it's because they got the goods on you. It's like when the cops bring in the perp, and they're like, "So where were you Tuesday night?" He's like, I was with my girlfriend, and the cops go, "Yeah, well, what were you doing with the girl?" "Well, man, we were watching TV." "Oh, okay. Well, do you know anything about this thing that happened? Are you talking about that thing down there where that dude got shot?" Yeah, I heard about it on TV." And then the cops get tired of the cat and mouse game, and then one of the cops goes, "Do you think we just happened upon your name? Do you think we got the call that said, hey, it's time to go out and hunt us some Negroes, and we just finally, we came and found you, and we singled you out? Or do you think that maybe, just maybe, we have a little bit of background information that put you there, that everything you're saying is a lie?" Well, guess what happens when John Brennan gets that, and the level of thoroughness that Brennan will have, that Durham has on Brennan's whereabouts and what he was doing. All the data. I want you to imagine for a second trying to go, what did I have? Okay, did I do that? What, did that person say something? Because that was that meeting. Were they taping me? I don't know. I can't even imagine. I can't even get inside of the head of one of these co-conspirators against us. This is not against Donald Trump. This is a co-conspirator against us, America. The elites mad that we didn't let them anoint a new leader. They had picked her. Why didn't we just let her? So then they go out and they get these crooked polls. And the problem for the Democrats, besides the timing of this, because it's really bad, on the day of your convention, you get a poll that says you're not making any distance between Donald Trump. He's essentially closed the gap. And this is with us cheating for you. We can't do anything more for you, Joe Biden, who is hunkered in a basement, afraid to come out because he might catch the Wu flu and he's too old, he might die. Talk about just feeding every narrative that the Democrats go, "Don't do this. No, we don't need to do that, man. There's no reason for us to play games." And yet they play games. 37% of blacks who were already going to vote for this was likely voters. They were already going to vote for Biden. They go, "Well, now we're really going to vote for Biden." You want to know what that 37% of blacks is? Forget they're very likely. Forget the likely. That 37% of blacks, and even throw in the likely to that very likely. Let's say it turns out to be 60%. Which I doubt it would. But let's say it did. It means 40% of blacks are willing to give Donald Trump a look. A look-see. Kick his tires. It's a shame, boy. I would hate to be a Democrat right now. I really would. I'm going to get into the... I want to talk some about Trump reimagined. I'm going to give you something to think about this man in just a few minutes. It's not even that sophisticated, but you're going to go, "That was awesome." I can already see, I got a buddy who works with me, his name is Dave. I can see Dave going, "Kevin, I was listening to the show, that was brilliant. You need to cut these pieces out of the show so you can let people know how amazingly smart you are." And while I agree with him that I am amazingly smart, matched only by my good looks, we don't do that. I don't have the staff. I wish I did. I wish I had more time. My producers could mark things down, and we used to. It's just too much. I say too many relevant and poignant things. Don't feel bad. Don't get mad at me. Yeah. Rasmussen implies that 37% of blacks are more enthusiastic because of the pick of Kamala Harris. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to dispute that. There are a contingent of blacks that see through the prism of blackness in Kamala Harris, despite selectively using her Asian stuff, and I'm Indian, Well, India is in Asia, so I'm Asian. And then I'm a woman. And oh yeah, this week, I'm black. Because it makes her feel better. She loves her identity politics. First Indian senator. Yeah. Yeah, because she couldn't become the first black senator. And it wasn't enough to be the first black female senator. First Indian senator. But now she's using her blackness because she thinks that better serves the narrative. Well, good for her. I'm not going to argue with her. She can do what she want to do. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing. But it's only going to get worse for Democrats, folks, because one-third of blacks say they're less likely to vote for Harris. Now, I don't know whether these were Democrats, Republicans, independents, but it was a poll, and they took 100% of blacks. 37% said, I'm more likely to vote for Harris. 31% said no. That is 68%. It means 32% are undecided. But let's look at that 31% who says they're less likely. Well, they're either comprised of Democrats who have left the party, or they're comprised of black conservatives like myself. But either way it goes, does it really matter? Do we really need to analyze this? A third, almost a third of blacks said, I'm not going to vote because it's Harris. So as you're contemplating your navel, and you're going, but Donald Trump, I don't know if he's going to get the black vote. Kevin Woods, a black vote, black. Don't people consider him racist? I don't believe they do. I believe Donald Trump is in the driver's seat. I believe Donald Trump knows exactly how black folks feel about him. I think Donald Trump is going, bring me the black vote. Bring it. The black vote. And the Democrats are helping. A lot of ways. Let me explain. The Democrats are helping because the middle class blacks who don't like what's going on but are less vocal, that part of the iceberg that's under the water that is going to vote for Trump, that side exists. I don't care what the left tells you. That side exists. And the more those people get vocal, don't believe me, please don't. Go to your Facebook page or your Google page. Look at the people that comment in your comment sections. Find the ones of, quote, color. See what they're saying. Go to your Twitter feed. Look at the videos that are being posted. See what people say. I'm talking about people making their own videos going, yeah, man, I did my own walk away. We got an audio one guy doing that, don't we?
So my walkaway story is pretty simple. Back in 2009, 2010, I started noticing some things about our president back then where that didn't make any sense. And I started realizing that him and his influence with black liberation theology, I'm a pastor and I'm also a construction worker. It's like this dude is saying some stuff that's straight up Marxist. And then realizing that he was asking for support from Planned Parenthood. And I'm like, wait, homeboy, like realizing that the way that he was treating the military and the police officers and stuff like that, I said, I'm out. I'm out. And I left. I left back in 2011, I think it was. And at that point forward, I became a free thinker. And to be real with you, I stumbled upon a dude named Jay Sekulow. He had a broadcast that I would listen to on a channel here in San Diego. And then got to know this other cat. He's kind of famous, named Rush Limbaugh. It was a Maharishi, right? And then, I mean, you look at it now. I mean, you got like the big three in Fox right now. Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, especially Tucker Carlson. My thing is I wanted a president who was going to be real with me, not lie to me and shine me on. And like I said, I work construction, and I know the dude in office right now, Donald J. Trump. This guy, he comes from the construction world. He speaks like a construction guy. So when folks are saying he's racist and all other crap, it's like, no, you're not. You talk like a construction guy. He's just straight up. And folks who like, you know, mealy mouth feelings, they can't even take it because they got no balls. And that's just funny to me, because folks who do have balls are able to actually take and stand up and say, okay, I can deal with this. And that's what I like. I like somebody who's straight up.
We did edit that clip a little bit, but just for time, but not for context. Anyway, welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. As a walkaway Democrat, and you can bet he's telling this story. When they become walkaways, they become evangelists. It's not the same. So good news for us, bad news for them. They want to start their convention limping in. Go for it. But there are a lot of people that walked away.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.